I got a quick question here. I don't know if anyone saw the article in today's paper, but I want to comment on that. The article basically made the accusations that the Iraqis have their chemical weapons factories and bunkers so deep that they cannot be bombed, so we have to go in to get them. And other factories in trailers that are indistinguishable from any other trailer and are mobile, so you can't get those with bombs either. Clearly, these very inflammatory remarks are clearly directed toward sending in ground troops. And, of course, they're also hard to dispute and to disprove. So, could you make a comment on that?
Thank you. Yes, my reaction is, when you read in the newspaper that with pride, armed forces from Britain and the U.S. announced that they have the technology to look into Afghan caves out of 10,000 meters or 25,000 feet, surely they can look into the caves in Kuwait of Iraq where they have been for 8 years. 8 years they studied every nook and corner of that country. And they know, intelligence agencies know very well what the story is. They pretend not to know, because if they would divulge what they know, the basis for the policy would be gone. I didn't tell you in the beginning of my statement to you that this one facility that I mentioned that produced foot-and-mouth disease vaccine, that the head, no better than the head of the European Intelligence Agency, told to Nathan Lowe, we have intelligence information that that factory is producing again. And then I go there and it's totally destroyed. So I think this business about the deep dive and the case, I read that article also, I think this is simply part of the smokescreen to try to give the impression to us in this very difficult subject of weapons of mass destruction to create a fear. I have sometimes the impression that the government promoted mass hysteria here following the 11th of September. And people are frightened, they feel their own security is involved, and that probably could go around with a spray can from Iraq and start biological catastrophe here. I'm not a specialist, but I think this is just political maneuvering to try to get you to believe that there's a justification to move into Iraq. And let me make a footnote here, that I really stop answering this. The footnote will be, if there is a war, and U.S. troops are going into Baghdad and into Iraq, I guarantee you that for a while the newspapers will be full with proposed alleged evidence that they didn't come one day too early because there were all kinds of dangers. That's the justification that has to come out of it. You expect that there is evidence later that that was a justification. I think there is. I don't turn into the law books, and any journalist or any civil servant who purposely misleads the public by wrong reporting should go for no while behind bars.
Government officials as well. I guess government officials.
Civil servants and yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's too easy to
lie to us these days. Mr. Bonsponi, we have a question from Frank Lyon. He'd like to know why is it that every time he sees us on the same on TV that he has a rifle near him.
Is that what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why does he always have a rifle near him is the question.
Because he stands scared that somebody will get at him. In fact, they all have, all the ministers have green uniforms, and they have, no, not all have, but most of their senior ones wear their weapons. And maybe from their vantage point, it's quite justified. Nobody wants them. They should be replaced. The only problem I have is, should that replacement take place by military force in the process of which many, many people will die or be maimed or be disabled. But there I think I partly with those who advocate the war.
Thank you.
Mr. Von Sonic, I remember a week before Building 7 and the Twin Towers went down, I read on commondreams.org that Saudi Arabia had told the United States that the war in Iraq was over and they weren't going to allow flyovers or on military bases, that we had to come up with a plan to pull out. I think they said within 2 years. Are they going to be able to hold us to that? And do you think you might know what alternatives the U.S. might try to use? Because that would weaken our ability to have a war there.
Yeah. Well, I thought I had already mentioned that when I said that the U.S. military in the Middle East is in a way on notice, and that primarily relates to Saudi Arabia. The Sultan Air Base near Riyadh, near the capital of Saudi Arabia, is now shifting its major operations into a neighboring country called Qatar because the Saudis don't want to have this large presence where there's a chance that the neighboring country, Iraq, is being attacked. Now, is that a sudden sense of wisdom in the head of the king of Saudi Arabia? No. There's a public reaction here. There's a split between Wahhabis, the traditional religious group in the Wahhabis of Saudi, and the modernists who would like to retain their relationship with the U.S. But it has reached such proportions that it becomes a question of survival of that house. That is the reason why, not because there is a sudden affection for Iraq or for a dictator. I don't think so. I think it's very pragmatic. They want to see an end in order to survive.